Telly, the company that gives free TVs to its customers, has been shipping the devices for 9 months. How is it doing? In this interview from last month, Telly's CSO reveals all. Listen on to hear more. This is Endscreen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at Endscreen Media, and today is April 4th, 2024. It has been 9 months since Telly began shipping free TVs to customers in the US. Now, it had a goal of shipping 500,000 TVs by the end of 2023, but things have been quiet for the company so far in 2024. At the TV of Tomorrow show in San Francisco on March 27th, 2024, I caught up with Dallas Lawrence, Chief Strategy and Communications Officer for Telly, to find out how the company is doing on meeting its goals and how it has been filling out the functionality and services provided by the product. In the interview, Mr. Lawrence explains how the built-in second screen works and is being exploited by advertisers, service providers, and users. He also details the unique features of the device, including how it senses the number of people watching without using the camera. He also reveals a major new feature that will be added to Telly this year, 2024. But before we get to the interview, are you looking for a speaker, webinar leader, panel moderator, or participant on the disruptive changes facing digital media in the 21st century? Endscreen Media can help. With over 15 years of experience on the cutting edge of these changes, I have the breadth of experience necessary to create truly engaging conversations with your audience. That's why companies like TiVo, Symphony AI, QuickPlay, and many others have asked me to speak at their events, and why Broadband Media said I was the number one speaker at media and entertainment events in 2023. To find out how I can help make your event shine or your speaker look their best on stage, send an email to sales@endscreenmedia.com and we'll let you know how we can help out. Now, let's get on with the interview. And just a note, this was recorded live at the conference and it is a little bit noisy in the background, but I think you'll still be able to hear pretty clearly what's going on. This is Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media, and I'm at the TV of Tomorrow show speaking with Dallas Lawrence, who's Chief Strategy Officer of Telly. Dallas, welcome.
Thanks, good to be here.
Great to have you on. Great, thanks for doing this interview. Yeah. I wanted to catch everybody up with where Telly's at, because you've been in market now for over six months-ish.
Yep.
And I think we'd all love to get an update.
Yeah.
But first of all, why don't you remind everybody what Telly is?
So you've had a chance to see one. We actually have one here on display.
It's big and beautiful.
It's the hottest thing. Everyone's great. Coming by to take a look at it. So we came out of stealth in May of this year with the world's first dual screen television. And the TV is designed around a simple premise. And that is that consumers are being double dipped on today. They go into the big box retailer of their choice. They buy a television. And the second they bring that television home and plug it in, the TV manufacturer is using their data to make money on advertising, and the consumer's not being cut in on that. Our fundamental belief is that advertising revenue is enough to make that TV for free. So the consumers buy the Telly, pick up the Telly television, reserve it, we ship it out to them for free. It's a dual screen television. The top is your standard 55-inch gorgeous TV display. We include an amazing room thumping Harman Kardon soundbar that's integrated with it, a $500 soundbar. That's why we say don't be fooled by free. This is an amazing television. And then a second integrated screen that's really that's the secret sauce. And think of that screen as like a big tablet. And what we know, Colin, is that about 92% of U.S. adults in the last survey say they regularly use a second screen while they're watching television. So the beauty behind Telly is we're taking all that interaction you'd normally do on that second screen and putting it right at your control on that biggest screen in the room. The TV really should be the smartest screen in the house. And the reality is, for many years, all innovation has stopped. Your refrigerator is probably smarter than the TV you have on your wall today. Telly is the smartest TV ever built, and it's designed to get smarter with new updates every month.
Yep. Yep. And I've often been heard to say the genius of the second screen on telly.
Yeah.
The thing I love about it, the reason I think it is genius, is because unlike just about everybody else that's running on the TV, who cannot overlay, who cannot grab ads that are going on inside of the content, you can, right?
Yeah. So if you think of what are some of the biggest pain points today that marketers have, it is nearly impossible to reach a millennial or Gen Z household on television today. They're simply not watching commercial television. On the telly, we're able to reach them more than 400 times a day because we have that persistent, always-on advertising on the bottom screen, and we have those CTV ads that are integrated to the top screen. So the ability of the telly to be delivering those always-on advertising experiences that are complementary, that don't overlay the content that you're watching, that don't mess with the experience, we really designed the telly. When you've seen one, we took all the controls, all the operations, the volume, the channel changing, everything off the top screen. That is a beautiful theater display, and it should not have overlays. And we moved all that to the bottom screen, including the advertising experience, including the ability to see your sports scores while you're watching, including the ability to see Rotten Tomatoes scores, the movie you're seeing, all on that bottom screen.
So give us an idea of some of the campaigns that you've run using that second screen.
So I love... We're going to launch, we're talking about a lot at the New Fronts coming up next month. We're really excited to be doing our first New Fronts. We'll be demoing a bunch of those there. But if you think about the advertising experiences, I like to think of them in a couple buckets. The first are just your standard, IAB, ad units that run the bottom corner. Those are any display ad you might be running, any video ad, that runs perfectly in that bottom screen. But then the magic happens where you start thinking about options to move beyond the traditional 30-second ad. So we have something called the synchronized ad. Never before available could you do this with technology. Our technology lets us see every ad that hits the main screen of the glass, from broadcast TV to streaming.
So you're using some sort of ACR.
We have our own proprietary ACR. Within about a second, we're able to recognize that that's a Pepsi commercial, or in this case, let's say that's a Mazda commercial for a national broadcast commercial. We can then synchronize that ad within 1 second with a localized Tier 3 auto ad in the bottom right-hand corner, where with one click, you can schedule a test drive. That's the type of capability we're bringing beyond ads. You'll see here, if you go take a look, we have a fast food delivery company advertisement in the bottom right-hand corner. With one click of a button, you can launch a full web browser built into the television and order a pizza and have it shipped to your house. That's the future of e-commerce. It's not taking out your phone and trying to scan a QR code and then trying to order it in. It's having all that capability built onto that big, beautiful screen on the wall.
So this is great, great models, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about some of those in just a sec. But I wanted to get an update. You had a target of shipping 500,000 TVs.
Yeah.
How are we doing on that?
So I think we look at a couple things, what our goal was for 2023. The first was to deliver a great product. Did the product work? Can we create this dual screen TV? Check the box. TV is working fantastically. We've had our first reviews. The TVs have landed in the wild with actual TV reviewers that we didn't know were getting their hands on them, and they've written rave reviews, which has made us was very rewarding and fulfilling to the team. The second was, would consumers actually use this television? And who would they be? Would they be a small subset? The number one question we always get asked is, well, who are these people signing up for the free telly? And we had over 400,000 sign up already for the telly. And what we discovered is free is universal. So we mirror the U.S. Census within one percentage point on gender, on ethnicity, on geographic distribution. We do over-index on income, and we do under-index on age. So a larger percentage of our telehouseholds are Gen Z or millennial, the exact cohort that's really hard to find. The third piece is one we just talked about, and that was advertising. We wanted to find out, would advertising come into this TV and would it work? And what we're seeing is we're already multiples higher than most other TV OEMs' advertising revenue from an ARPU standpoint already out of the box. All three of those led us to do something we've never done, very rarely ever been done in a hardware company. And that is, we launched a beta test. So we put these TVs into thousands of homes across the United States. We're in 46 states, about 120 DMAs, to really test all of those components before hitting the scale button. And what we found is we have a 97% consumer satisfaction rating and 6.5 hours of usage on that TV daily.
So it is just being used as a TV.
Here's what's amazing. It really proved out our validation. So if you think about the iPhone or the smartphone we all have in our pockets today, we know that only about 20% of that time is actually used for making phone calls. You use it for everything else.
You use it
for maps, directions. The iPhone eliminated an entire class of products. The telly is doing the same thing. So what we see is multiple hours of usage of beyond TV experiences. So the telly comes packed with free motion tracking fitness, with Spotify that you can play on that Harman Kardon soundbar, with Zoom so you can connect with your friends and family with a voice assistant. The list goes on and on. Video games. So they're using those beyond TV experiences on the television where we have that persistent ad unit and we can monetize that.
So one of the things I didn't know was you can actually turn off the main display, leave the second display on, and do things like listen to music.
Correct.
And stuff.
We see that second display left on for hours per day. It has your news, sports, and your weather that you've chosen to have on there. You have your own pre-made ticker, your stock ticker. I have mine set up to the stocks and sports I want to watch. I have a voice assistant. I can say, hey, Telly, play my favorite song on Spotify. It fills the room. So similar to that iPhone experience where the iPhone eliminated a whole class of products, Telly is doing the same. You don't need an external soundbar. You don't need an external voice assistant. You don't need LED lights you do aftermarket. We include amazing LED lights. You don't need a Mirror fitness system. The Mirror fitness system, if you've ever seen one of these, it's an $800.
I have. It's incredible.
It's great, right? It's an $800 device with it's basically just a camera and a TV. When we're done, you and I are going to go around the corner and we're going to do burpees with the instructor that comes built in on this TV that does motion tracking fitness for free. That is what your TV should be doing in the household, and that's why we see so much usage and engagement from Telly households.
Right, and you mentioned the camera.
Yep.
Is that camera always on? I'm not
no!
sure. I want to be on camera the whole time.
Yeah. So I think what I love about Telly is we understand at our core we have to be a privacy-first company.
Yes.
And what that means, it starts at the very beginning.
Yes.
So when you sign up for a Telly, you see our terms of services from day one. We don't wait to ship you a TV like every other manufacturer. You understand from day one we're having a value transaction with you where in exchange for this great TV, we're going to be able to utilize your data to deliver you a more personalized advertising experience. But that privacy-first mindset travels throughout the whole usage of the television. So the camera specifically, not only do we include a physical privacy shutter that shuts over the top of the camera, you, the consumer, have to open that privacy shutter every time you want to launch an app that utilizes it. So if you want to Zoom with your friends and family, you have to open that privacy shutter. If you want to do motion tracking fitness or motion tracking video games,
it has to be open
by you, the consumer. And as soon as you're done, it closes itself.
That's fantastic because very often I'm in my boxes when I'm watching TV.
No one wants to see that, Colin. We don't want to see it. Advertisers don't want to see it. So you're safe with your Telly.
Now, one of the things that I found at once shocking, but then not shocking, was the terms of use, which are pretty strict. Are you getting pushback? Do you get pushback from people?
Yeah, I think we've had a total of like 6 TVs returned, and they were all returned because the TV size didn't fit the cutout they had for the room because they didn't anticipate the space of the second screen. Our terms of service are pretty standard. I think what consumers are realizing is what we've been saying all along. Every TV you go and buy today from any retailer, any Costco, Target, anyone you may want to go into, is going to be utilizing your data to sell advertising. Our difference is we're cutting you in on the value exchange. And we're saying you can take control of this. We have you. And there are really 3 forms of data that we utilize. The first is the survey questions that we ask the consumers to share about their household preferences. What cars do they own? What type of vacations they take? What restaurants they eat at? Do they like to do mobile ordering? We really build a robust personal database of the household that lets us drive highly personalized and relevant advertising to that household. Every survey I've ever done and seen from consumers says they don't hate advertising, they hate irrelevant advertising.
Right.
When you solve that problem, it unlocks a whole new slew of opportunities. So that's the first one. We call that zero-party data. So it is foundational. The consumer has exchanged it in a value transaction with us. It's future-proof for a cookie-less world that we have. The second is the ACR technology that we talked about. Unlike a lot of other manufacturers in the space, we have no blackouts. So we can see everything you see, everything you watch across every screen. Video games, streaming, OTA, broadcast television. The third is really the special secret sauce that a lot of advertisers are very excited about. And that is the TV comes with a 3-millimeter wave sensor. And this is the same technology built into your Nest device that when you walk up, it recognizes you're there and powers on. Our technology is able to let us know exactly how many adult humans are in front of the TV every second the TV's on. So we can tell an advertiser exactly how many people saw that ad, or in the case of many studies we've done already, 30, in some cases 35% of ads are being aired to empty rooms. And as we know, empty rooms can't buy anything.
Yep.
So it's a lot of really powerful capabilities we're bringing to the marketplace.
That is, I've never heard of that particular technology being used in that way. It's very powerful without being intrusive, which is quite something. So my last question for you, what's going to be happening with Telly for the rest of 2024?
This is what I love about Telly. So you have to think about Telly like a Tesla. And what I mean by that is your Tesla has so much computing power in it. They're able to upload new features every month that make it more exciting and surprise and delight. And with the Telly, we did the exact same thing. This is the smartest, most powerful TV ever built with the amount of computing power we put in. It enables us every month to do new updates. So I'll give a little sneak peek about my favorite one that's coming. I can't say when it's coming. It's going to come this year because the engineers will kill me if I give the date too soon. But everybody loves karaoke. So our remote control, we built it with a built-in remote, with a built-in microphone. And so you'll be able to, in a date in the future, turn your Telly into a karaoke machine, take out your remote control, sing your songs. You have your lights that we built in, the LED lights, thumping on that Harman Kardon soundbar, turning that TV into what it should be, more than just a TV for the household. So we have a lot of those things coming. The goal is to continually surprise and delight folks with new features for years to come. And last question I get asked of people all the time as well, how many are going to be given away for free? Telly is free forever. So anybody can get one, telly.com, and get a free TV.
Sign up. Very good. Dallas, what a fascinating conversation. And it's really refreshing to hear such a dynamic platform for television being leveraged as much as it is being. I mean, we talk about things like betting and stuff like that, but that's
all. We'll do another call, another session. Yeah.
Dallas, thanks for spending time.
Good to see you.
This podcast is the property of Endscreen Media, all rights reserved.